Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this week's Sunday School Preview. This week's lesson, entitled Be Examples of Faith, is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 2 through 10. Thessalonica was an important coastal city and part of a busy trade route. Paul had come there along with Silas and Timothy after leaving Philippi, and established a church there as part of his second missionary journey. No one is quite certain how long they stayed there beyond 3 weeks, but it is certain the church there urged them to leave abruptly for their own safety. Paul later sent Timothy back to see how the church was faring, and upon his return and report, Paul wrote his first letter to them. Paul was pleased to hear that in the face of backlash and opposition, their faith was standing firm. It was so firm, in fact, that others within the region were beginning to take note of it. For this, Paul encouraged them. The lesson text is an introduction and recap of how they were established in the faith and the bond that exists between them and Paul. Paul tells them of his constant prayer for them out of his love and concern for them. He recalls what took place during their time together, how he and his team behaved themselves among them, and their special relationship with God. He reminds them about their conversion in the midst of hostility and praises them for the example of faith they have become that others are now hearing about. He reminds them of how they have turned from idols to the living God and how they should now wait upon his return in the person of Jesus Christ. Because of their faith, others are hearing about the gospel and turning to God from idols also. This is what we should be doing today. People are won over to Christ by the genuineness of faith they see demonstrated in the lives of believers. People are able to tell how much a person believes in what they are saying and doing by observing how what they say lines up with what they do. When people are eager and excited about going somewhere or what they are involved in, others can tell it. The same is true when they are not eager and excited about the same things. Most people today in the church appear as the latter group to those outside the church because that is how the majority of us are. Everyone is an example of something, whether they want to be or not. Paul told the Thessalonians that they were examples of the kind of faith that others are talking about. What kind of faith is the church of today an example of? Is it one of excitement and anticipation of our redemption by Christ and his return? Or a faith no one believes you believe, is interested in, or excited about? If anyone is talking about our faith, what are they saying about it? Well, I hope you will attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and share your thoughts with your class. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section of this preview. So until next time, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.